Hey there, it's Dane Reinhardt bringing you the President's Perspective, a conversation between current and future leaders of NAHU.
So as I think about the content, what we've done, I'm excited about the conversations. I'm excited about the perspectives, because I think one of the things I've enjoyed the most over the last 10 months, and I'd be interested to hear what your thoughts are, but for me, it's been kind of hearing from these people that I just assume I know what they're thinking, and then I hear something totally surprising. And I think that piece is so important for me in that evolution of thought in terms of what we do as a professional.
Yeah, and I feel like what we get on a platform like this that you don't get in the print, like occasionally you'll see it in, like, say, a New York Times article where they are given the latitude to write like a 10,000 word story or something insane. Maybe that's hyperbole, but a long story. But this platform, which this was started accidentally by both of us when I refused to fill out the questionnaire that was sent to me as incoming president. And then we did it as an interview, and that's how this whole thing was started. But it's allowed us to, and I feel like a number of our discussions with folks could have gone hours, if not another hour. And like, we were just scratching the surface. And so it's not just sound bites, which is what I enjoy. It's not like the one thing that so-and-so said that gets captured in the headline of the news article. It becomes really engaging where we get to truly know these people. And that's, I think that's what you're saying too. That's been really fun,
yeah,
is getting to know these people in this manner. And then in turn, allow people that may think they know somebody through the association, we get to know them on a different level on this podcast.
So I've mentioned Tori Doss, who's a member of ours in Roanoke, has talked about we need short, like 15-minute podcasts. And then like some of these have gone like 30 or 40 minutes, and I always hear that perspective. And then I think about how the more thorough conversation's gone, and I'm kind of torn. I mean, at one level, some people really just want a 15-minute bite of something. And I think it's so hard to try and please everybody. But I do think the conversations and the quality of the stuff, I mean, even listening to part of what you did last week and something I missed last week, it's all about opening our eyes to these things that we're not comfortable with. And I think about all the things that I do in my job and how much I hear from vendors, or, you know, I hear from different people saying, well, you ought to do this, and this is how we do it, and everything else. And at the end of the day, I come back and I'm like, it's way too easy to keep doing what I'm doing. I've appreciated the fact that, well, maybe it's not. Maybe it really is better to start thinking outside the box. I think that's one of those things that we need as professionals, to really know this is how it really works. It's your friend who quit working for a manufacturer and started doing his own deal for the bike wear, and, you know, just that business owner's perspective. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think we miss so much of what we have the opportunity to say.
There's so many stories about when people are forced to get uncomfortable, the great stories that come out of the discomfort, which we saw in COVID. And, you know, we've seen various people, you know, you've seen them. I've been through my own butterfly metamorphosis from the caterpillar kind of thing, where, you know, when you're forced into a corner and you need to evolve or not, the Gandhi thing, either you Uber or get Kodak. Most of the people we've been talking to are the ones that have chosen to Uber. And Aaron Davis is a great example of that from last week, who was with us on the podcast, and all of the others, Emma, and there's so many that I don't want to start calling them, too many of them out by name, but they've all sort of gone to the place that you're saying, that as a broker, you necessarily aren't going there on a regular basis, but you see the value in doing it, because when it happens, cool things do happen. I do believe that COVID has forced us as an organization to do that. I mean, we're in a position now where, you know, many of our members don't know this, but we're at a place where this downward, everything was down going into this year and most of this year, down, down, down. And now everything's up, like everything's up. Revenues are going up, membership's going up. And it's like, we've taken the punches from the industry, the mergers and acquisition, COVID and all of it. And we found a way, again, out of necessity and with your leadership, membership has morphed, and when members will be hearing more about how we feel that it can continue to change dynamically. I think the opportunities in front of us are limitless, I guess is what I'm saying it, because people have been forced to sit around, you know, whether it's your sales reps, the ancillary or medical carriers that are like, they haven't spent a nickel. And so they're probably looking for different ways to engage NAHU members and business opportunities. And I think that's true of everything that we're doing on this podcast.
Definitely. I kind of keep coming back to this idea that we're, as an association and as people involved in it, we're change agents. We're trying to change what we've done, not because what we've done is wrong in the past, but because doing it the same way isn't the way of the future. And I don't know if I've told the story on podcast or not, but I took three guys from our Raleigh office to Dallas, I don't know, about a month ago. And, you know, our operation in Dallas was started by our president's father, and he really started his agency in 1960 something, early 1960s, but didn't hire his first employee until 71. And they're like, what kind of business do you have? You don't have any employees. And for the first 8 years. And I'm like, dude, it was a totally different world then. I mean, you sold an insurance policy. There was no service work. There was none of these other things that agents, your business was to sell it and to keep it. But that was it. You weren't involved in anything else. And it's been the evolution of what we do, in part because we're expected to, and in part because I know we do things in part because our clients probably can do them, but we can do them better. I mean, all those things kind of add up in a way that you need to start thinking, what's the next thing? Not in the earthquake sense, but in the changing the wallpaper in the bathroom sense. We've got to kind of keep evolving what we're doing, because otherwise I think we do get left behind. And I believe in this era of where you and me and a lot of other people in this business have seen mergers and acquisitions and change some of who our competitors were in the past into different entities, we're better positioned to compete than we ever were before either.
There's no doubt. And I think COVID has taught us this, and then that our members that are, for example, anxiously watching to see how the broker transparency regulations get written and all that. And I welcome this stuff. It's like, okay, I trust in our government relations teams. And as recently as yesterday, he's chatting with Marcy about it on the board call. Help us help them figure out to do this thing simply. But it's not a bad thing. Like, and so it's an opportunity somewhere in it. And so I'm sure, unfortunately, my agency wasn't one of those yet, but I'm sure there are some agencies that were doing strong digital marketing and electronic selling that have killed it in COVID. We're not one of them, but I'm sure somebody was like, yeah, we wrote, you know, $2 million in new revenue, and our approach on LinkedIn and something else was this, and we were able to use this approach and we destroyed it. And so I think there's so much fear that is natural to say, we worked so hard at the beginning, because we all did, to get it to some critical mass that's viable, that pays the employees and the bills. We worked so hard to get it to that point that we're afraid to do anything with this golden goose. Most of the time, if we're willing to get uncomfortable, that golden goose can lay more and better and different eggs than before. But most of us are just too afraid because we're comfortable in that inertia that just sort of stops. Like we stop getting better when we get to some point. And it's human nature in all of the things that we do. It's like, oh yeah, I lost all this weight because I went to the gym and wrote down what I eat. And then I gained it all back. Well, what'd you do differently? Well, I stopped doing it. Well, okay, why? I don't know. We all do these things. And I think that change is a great opportunity for all of us. I know I'm being redundant and cliche.
No, you're not. I mean, you only had like 8 or 9 metaphors in there. It's awesome. No, I do think you're right. And I don't know what you've seen, but I know we've had a lot of good, positive sales activity in the last 3 months. And in some ways, because COVID caused people to stay in place, now they're saying, well, what could I have done better over COVID? I think it is a difference maker in terms of what people stop think about. And I think the more we do it, I don't think either one of us are that much better than anybody else. I think the willingness to keep pushing, to keep looking at it differently, you know, we're both still in the early half of our 50s, right?
Yes.
I'm still arguing that. But thinking about that perspective, there's so many younger voices that I want to listen to. I want to hear from. We were having a call earlier today about some look and feel stuff from a marketing standpoint. And, you know, the best two voices in there were 28 and 35, whose voices in my mind have more relevance than mine because they're thinking about what that next generation of users and buyers are going to want. I think we've just got to keep listening. Everybody who's stuck in the old ways is will get left behind unless they adapt. Yep. I'm appreciative of the opportunity to have conversations with these people who have adapted and to hopefully learn and do something different from them.
Well, that's the goal. I think we could sort of wrap up on that comment, which is we are going to continue this podcast and we are going to modify it, make it better, make it more interesting and have more voices of change involved with our discussions and relevance and leaders, you know, thought leaders in the industry. So what this first 10 months has been fun, but I think it'll be even more interesting and more fun as we get better at this.
Well, have a great rest of your week.